VOA News, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. will host the next G7 summit, and UN President Trump says he may invite Russian President Vladimir Putin. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Putin was kicked out of the then G8 after Russia annexed Crimea. The president wants him back.
I think it would be better to have Russia inside the tent than outside the tent.
And says he'd certainly invite Putin to next year's summit, though he doesn't know if the Russian leader would show up.
That's a pretty tough thing for him. You know, he's a proud person.
The president says several leaders agree Putin should be back among those representing the world's industrial powers. But French President Emmanuel Macron says they did not agree on whether to bring back Putin. Sagar Magani, Washington.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told G7 leaders in France on Monday that countries must stretch themselves farther than agreed to in the landmark Paris climate change agreement of 4 years ago. He said the world is facing a dramatic climate emergency.
I'm not going to lose that wealth. I'm not going to lose it on dreams, on windmills, which, frankly, aren't working too well. I'm not going to lose it.
That was President Trump saying he did not want to invest U.S. wealth on climate change technology. He did not attend the session at which Guterres spoke, and we did not hear Guterres in that remark. The crew of the International Space Station successfully relocated a Soyuz space capsule to another docking port today. The move is to facilitate the rendezvous with another spacecraft. That maneuver followed Saturday's failed docking of the unmanned Soyuz spacecraft, and another attempt will be made on Tuesday. For more on this or any other stories and the latest news 24 hours a day, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police are defending the firing of a warning shot during anti-government protests over the weekend. The assistant police commissioner says the officer fired into the air after protesters charged police repeatedly with metal poles, long sticks, and road signs on Sunday night. Pro-government lawmaker Starry Lee says the violence is the fault of the protesters.
The extreme violent protester set roadblocks, set flyer, flow gas bottle, assaulted people, assaulted policemen, and damaged both public and private property, and making a lot of district into a battlefield.
Pro-democracy lawmaker Kwok Ka-Khi says the use of water cannons by police against the protesters was unnecessary.
There wasn't any violent behavior towards any other people. They're just standing on the road facing the government, facing the police. There wasn't any property loss. There wasn't any injury to the citizen of Hong Kong.
He blamed Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam for failing to resolve the conflict. Former entertainment executive Harvey Weinstein pleaded not guilty on Monday to two new charges of sexual predatory assault. Weinstein, already facing trial over two sexual assault allegations, appeared in a New York City courtroom on Monday to face the new accusations. The judge postponed the start of his trial, which was to begin next month. It's now postponed to January. That's been done to give Weinstein more time to prepare for the additional charges. Weinstein's defense attorney, Donna Rotunno, told reporters she is confident her client will beat the new charges.
Today was a good day for Mr. Weinstein. I think it shows the strength of our case, frankly, that the DA ran to the grand jury in the 11th hour. I think these new charges show that they are desperate.
One of the most powerful men in Hollywood at one time, Weinstein has been accused of harassment and assault by more than 80 women. Although until today, he only faced charges involving two. It's unclear whether the new charges are from the same two women. The original accusations against him were a catalyst for America's Me Too movement. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has accepted an honorary degree from the University at Buffalo. It was one of her first appearances since her treatment for cancer earlier this month. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The audience was certainly happy to see her. That's one of several standing ovations for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in her first public appearance since undergoing 3 weeks of radiation for a cancerous.
I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
VOA 1. Let's keep it moving.